Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, April the 7th, 1710, Christopher Codrington died in Barbados. Born on the island in 1668, the son of Colonel Christopher Codrington and his wife Gertrude, he was heir to one of the largest and richest plantations in Barbados. He was said to be academically brilliant and studied at Christ Church, Oxford, before being elected a Fellow of All Souls College in 1690. Having participated in an unsuccessful attack on Martinique in 1693, he returned to Europe and fought against the French in Flanders, rising to the rank of Lieutenant Colonel. He was appointed Governor of the Leeward Islands in 1699. During the War of Spanish Succession, he captured St. Kitts from the French in 1702, but then failed in a bid to capture Guadeloupe, after which he resigned his commission due to ill health. He had inherited the Codrington fortune from his father in 1697, and after stepping down as Governor of the Leewards, retired to his estates in Barbados. The English writer Edmund Burke described him as by far the most distinguished ornament Barbados has ever produced. At the time of his death, Christopher Codrington's property in Barbados included two plantations, Consett's and Codrington's, amounting to 763 acres, together with over 300 slaves and 100 head of cattle. Together they realised an annual profit estimated at over £200 per annum at the time of his death. Christopher Codrington never married, although he had a mixed-race son named William from a relationship with Magdalen Morange. Codrington left £500 in his will to his son, who went on to become a plantation owner in Jamaica. Codrington also donated his books worth £6,000 and a sum of £10,000 to endow the library of All Souls College in Oxford, which was named in his honour. However, in January of 2021, Codrington's name was removed from the library due to his links with slavery. Christopher Codrington is remembered in Barbados today chiefly because of the other major bequest in his will. He left his two plantations, including the slaves that worked them, to the Society for the Propagation of the Gospel, with instructions that they should establish and maintain a school on the property. This eventually led to the establishment of Codrington College as an Anglican seminary. As we remember Christopher Codrington today, on the anniversary of his death in 1710, we recognise and acknowledge the act of philanthropy that established both the college and the school that bear his name. But we must never forget the source of his immense wealth, in the sufferings of generations of enslaved persons who made that philanthropy possible.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.